I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Dream Team. Hello.
Good morning.
How
good morning.
Are you, Dustin?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Chris?
Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well for a Monday morning.
Usually not well on Monday mornings?
I mean, at this time on a Monday morning, usually I would not be as well.
I see. Well, you mean throwing up into a cup again?
Correct.
Okay. Dustin, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard about that. I listened to the podcast and gross.
Yeah. I had to bring in a 64-ounce cup with me in case I vomited on the way in my car.
Or in the studio.
They have the
trash is too far away.
You could bring the can over.
Yeah, that's true. But, well, you know what? He's self-service.
Yeah. No, because it'd be one of those movie scenes where he throws up in the cup and then you're looking at him throwing up in the cup.
Oh, it completely would be.
So then you throw up and then it gets on the board and then I have to touch that.
It sounds like human centipede of vomit. And new subject. Speaking of human centipede of vomit, yesterday was Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, every mother.
Right. Dustin, did you get your mom anything?
No, she told me not to. I have the best mom, though. Like, if you guys want to, anyone who wants to
You couldn't
to
even
say,
get her, like, a macaroni necklace?
No. We went out to dinner.
Did you pay?
No.
All right, you're 21, though. This is still okay.
She understands it.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of times where I got her gifts in the past. There was one year where my sister and I drank those Chateau milk bottles.
God.
Because you get money for the glass. So then we took them back and then got the money for the glass and then bought her flowers.
That's so sweet. There's something in that story that's triggering to my weekend, and I'm going to hold off on that for a second while we wait and talk to Chris. Did you get your mother anything for Mother's Day?
I gave her a FaceTime message at 9 p.m.
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 At night.
Yes.
When Mother's Day went on for hours and hours and hours and hours before that.
Yes.
Is it because you forgot?
No. Well, I was playing piano at church this Sunday.
Okay. Until 9 p.m.?
Well, no. Then I came home and took a nap.
Okay. Yeah. You guys, when Chris and I were together on Friday, we did a list of the crappiest Mother's Day gifts that mothers in the area received. I watched that list come alive on Mother's Day. It came alive. I thought maybe, you know, it's radio. We're being a little bit more dramatic than what really happens. But no, almost everything on that list was proven on my Mother's Day. And I'm not even a mom.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So I got my mother an Apple TV for Mother's Day.
Ooh.
Because she wants to watch this Rush Limbaugh channel that she bought. That's my mom.
A Rush Limbaugh channel?
A TV channel. It's called Blaze Media or something like that. She loves it. And although it was painful for me to do anything to aid in the purchase of that kind of media to her, I mm-hmm. still did it because I love my mother.
That's adorable.
I went for a very long time without getting her anything. So that is okay. But so I'm dating a woman that has kids. And Mother's Day was yesterday, and mm-hmm. I slept over the mm-hmm. night before. So the kids come in and wake us up. But they say, oh, is this like 6 o'clock in the morning? Get ready for this, Chris. Get ready for this. 6 o'clock in the morning, they jump on the bed, and they're like, oh, but it's mommy's day, so mommy can sleep, but you have to get up with us. And I'm like, what?
Oh, whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Bossy.
A little aggressive.
Right? I know. So I get up because, you know, like, I want karma points for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what did you guys get her for Mother's Day? Because it's Mother's Day. And they go, nothing. These kids that live there, that she takes care of all the time, got her nothing for Mother's Day. Didn't
she
go to CVS.
Feeds them.
Yeah, she feeds them. Didn't go to CVS. Didn't pick up anything. Didn't, like, make anything for her. Granted, 4 and 6. So,
yeah.
I mean, they couldn't just put some quarters together.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
CVS, mommy,
six
just wait there.
6 is a good age. They could have made something.
That's what I'm saying. So we did art time, and we made her something. But then, Chris, we went over a list on Friday of the crappiest Mother's Day gifts.
We did.
Could you list off a couple of those? Because I feel like we checked a bunch of boxes for Mother's Day.
Of course, some of my favorites are the self-help audiobooks.
Right. We didn't get that. Thank God.
Yes. The IOUs for here's a piece of paper with a hug on it for a later date.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's what I want. A little a touch from my sticky hands.
Right. Oh, my God. They were so sticky. They get so sticky.
Sticky children's hands is like part of the portal from hell. But
get ready for this, Chris. Your kids are gonna have to wear gloves. You're the one that has a child coming.
Oh, it's coming in a few months.
You're gonna gloves all the time.
I'm gonna get some of those latex gloves, just box of them all around, just
for the baby.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Half dead potted plants.
That's what the girl that I'm dating, gave her mother. She was like, crap, I didn't get anything. These on this pot. And it's like, all right, well, I guess this is it. This is what I'm bringing mom for Mother's Day. I'm like, oh my God, the list that we talked about on Friday is coming alive.
It is so true.
Yeah.
How about a lint roller?
No, that would have been nice, though. I'm understanding why these things are so nice. We think that they look so crappy. Like that, what a crappy gift. But really, they're realistic and they are things.
Well, you guys know that CVS is open on Sunday, right?
Yeah, but these little kids are 4 and 6. They can't drive yet. No.
You can.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You could have taken it.
That's
remember,
like, come
they,
on, go.
They asked for your help.
Go to CVS. Pick something
that's
up.
That's why they got
walk
you out of bed.
There, right? Walk over there. Walk over to CVS. It's only like 6 blocks. And go pick your mommy up. Here's a dollar. Get her something.
I was walking to six blocks when I was in kindergarten. So.
Well, that was back in the day. I'm with you. The kids could not walk that far these days. But, so there was something on that list about a coupon book to do chores. So after we made such a mess doing art so that we could decorate for mommy, which basically is go through all the boxes of crap that mommy has cleaned up and throw it everywhere again. And I'm just sitting there going, oh my God, she's going to have to clean that up. That sucks. I look over at the kitchen and the kitchen could use a little bit of cleaning because she's a mom. She's got 2 kids. She's a mom. They've got a house. Like with me, you could do heart surgery on my kitchen table. Like, that's how clean I keep it at my house. So I'm like, let's go in and clean for mommy. So we do, and we do all the dishes and we do everything and we get it all. But there's this one cup that I can't get the top of it off. And it just looks weird and whatever. But the whole kitchen is spotless. And I'm so excited because we are going to, she's going to be very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
We clean the kitchen. And the little girls, they totally were on board. They were helping me figure out where to put the stuff after we dried them. They were drying them and stuff. I open up the cup and it is expired milk. And it sprays everywhere. And it smells like puke everywhere. All over the window in front of the kitchen, in front of the sink, all over the drapes, all over everything. And it was so bad. It smelled so
bad.
Wait,
was it like a sippy cup?
It was a sippy cup that was completely closed.
Okay, but you knew it had liquid inside it.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
See, that's what I would think too, but it was the
don't
last
thing.
Don't even
open thing. It. We don't even
everything.
Open it.
I know that now. But I was like, all right, we did everything except for this one cup. This kitchen is spotless. It's clean. It smells nice. The windows are open. This is going to be so great.
It smells nice.
Yeah, it's, dude, I can still smell this expired. Do you know what expired milk smells like?
Death.
Death.
You have worked in a funeral home, so it smells like death.
Yes.
You can confirm.
I can confirm.
Oh, I still smell it.
I've never seen it.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Let me live that fantasy.
You were totally on the radio for that, Chris.
Good.
Let me live that fantasy. Do you know who that was as you're new to alt music?
I do know who that is. Lord.
And where is Lord from?
Kansas City?
Not with that accent. Not with that accent.
No, yeah, from Essex.
That song is about Royals players, though.
Yeah, she found it on the National Geographic cover.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
Oh, we're still going back to
from
that.
Australia. The Australia region.
No.
So she's New Zealandish. Or she's New Zealandian.
Lightning. God. I'm still worried. I can't drink that milk. That coffee. I thought I was okay now. But really, after having that milk thing explode.
Is it still up your nose?
It's up my nose. I can smell it. Like, the thing is, with bad milk, and I've never known this before, because I never let milk get that bad anyway in any existence of my life, it stinks down to the cell. Like, I need to call, like, a crime scene cleanup.
It is a putrid packed cell. But here's, I have a question for you though. You said you cleaned the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And you had just one cup left.
Mm-hmm.
And you opened it up and it sprayed all over. So
yes.
Was it so tight?
Yes.
That you had just went pow!
Yes, it exploded everywhere. And then I had to go. So it was great.
You just left?
Well, no, I went and I woke her up and I was like, hey, we cleaned the kitchen.
But
a milk, like a very old milk container exploded everywhere, and I gotta go. So happy Mother's Day.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I have Snapchat, but I never use it.
I don't either.
I really don't. It's just too much. It's one too many things. One too many social media platforms. Plus, I mean, how the hell? You need to have like a degree in science to know how to use that app. Because like swiping with two fingers left gives you something different than swiping up. I get stuck in places. I send things to like people that I don't talk to anymore that I don't even know why I'm connected with on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like old bosses and stuff.
I know what I send on Snapchat. I wouldn't send that to people that I don't talk to anymore.
Wow. Do you hear that, Mom? That's what your son is doing on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Snapchat's
for?
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, my God. Well, everybody, there was a trend going on this weekend that everybody was doing, and I got so much FOMO that I downloaded Snapchat for the first time since 2017,
ooh,
I think, so I could do this.
Mm-hmm. Just now?
Well, yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Because I had to see what I looked like. We'll talk about it coming up.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Big trend going on this weekend. You have to see something, I think they say about 7 times before you try it yourself. Something new 7 times from 7 trusted places.
I think that's the saying.
Before you are like, all right, I guess I'll try this. I guess I'll listen to this. I guess I'll do this.
Finally, I'll do it.
So I haven't used Snapchat in 2 years. And I downloaded it because I needed to try this boy-girl filter that they have.
It's amazing, isn't it? You don't think so?
Okay, here's the thing. When I did mine, I really didn't notice much of a difference between me as a me and then me as a boy. But let's do... I texted us all the pictures. Chris has not done this yet. We're going to make him do it live on air.
I'm excited to.
But, okay, so the first picture is me normally. The second one is me as a dude. And I have just some stubble. I have, like, Chris from down the hall stubble. And honestly, give me 5 days. I could look like that. Don't ask. But then as a girl, I look like some anime character.
I mean, it's not... I don't know. You look like a good guy. I like the guy pick, yeah.
Really? What? They blur out, like, your skin a little bit. They give you a squarer jaw.
Well, they made your hair is a little bit darker. Well, I guess not.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just how the shading is.
Yeah, but I just have like a little bit of, I don't know, shadow. I have a little 5 o'clock shadow going on.
You look like a sad guy that works at a record store downtown.
Well, let's go over to what you look like, Dustin. And by the way, I'm going to post these all up on the Buzz's Instagram coming up. Dustin as a guy.
Dude, it makes my chin. I look like Mr. Incredible.
You do. It squares out your chin. It really does. It really does. And then I don't know how Snapchat got a hold of this, but so many people this weekend were taking pictures and being like, I look like my father.
Yeah.
Or I look like my mother. I look like my sister. I look like my brother. I feel like I kind of look like my brother in this.
I look like a combination of my mom and sister when I do the girl one. Obviously, not
okay.
The boy one.
We got to talk about the thing that's going on in your Snapchat girl filter that you mentioned before.
Oh, yeah.
I saw
if you zoom in really close, you can totally see my mustache.
Right.
Through the filter. I'm like, all
so
right.
So it blurs out any facial hair, or it's supposed to, or it's really trying hard to blur out facial hair for the Snapchat girl photo. But Dustin's just got a lot of facial hair.
Yeah.
And it's very prominent, and it can only do so much.
It tried really hard.
Snapchat can only do so much. So Chris from down the hall, you haven't done this yet.
I haven't even tried it.
Okay. Can you come over here? I want to see you all do right. This. I want to see your face, and then I'm going to post all of these.
You know what's great about this, though, is that now you can do both sides of Promiscuous by Nelly and Timbaland.
Is really?
Well, yeah, you can just...
Really?
Do
that's
both
what
parts.
You were doing?
Yeah.
That's what you were doing with this.
I saw that on Twitter, and that's why I wanted to do it.
Oh, my God.
All right, what do I do?
All right, so that's your regular picture. So we're going to do that right there. Take a picture of that. Save that. Then we're going to go back to... And now we're going to make you a guy with a beard. It just blurred in here like a squarer jaw. That's all it did. Because Chris already has a little bit of stubble.
It makes me looking weird.
Honestly, Chris Chris's stubble is about the stubble that most people got when they were
making me get some weird eyes.
Doing the female version of that. And now, all right, ready? As a girl. Here we go. It's thinking. It's not doing it. Why is it? Can you just not be? You're supposed to. Dustin, it's not working. Anything? Just hold your face right there. Why is it not doing anything? Hold on. Let me scroll that way and then try it again. Yeah, let's try it with your camera. Let's see. Dustin, it's not doing anything. Let me try it with yours. Oh, my God. No, it's doing something. Wow, look, you've got Rachel from Friends hair. Wow. Look at that blush. It looks so good on you.
Wow.
You know what? If you have a girl, this could possibly be what she looks like.
I like one of those Renaissance paintings.
Really? Really?
I mean, maybe not.
Really? Yeah. I'm thinking more like somebody confused and on Jerry Springer.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I'm glad that last Wednesday was also your first Kegs and Eggs, Chris.
Yes.
Because we got to experience it together.
I loved it.
I really, really didn't expect people to show up so early in the rain to stand outside.
There was a line in the thunderstorms.
Yeah. Who does that? Buzz family does that. And now I know that. It was proven to me twice last week that that's what the Buzz family does, because they want to support the radio station. They want to see some music. And it was a great event. It was so cool. We're in a bar. It's open early as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with the Buzz family. They're drinking. People moved off of their free beer to other beers that they were then paying for, which is crazy that people got that drunk that early in the morning, checking out two bands.
Then we got breakfast.
Yep. And then two performances, Iron Tom and the Unlikely Candidates. And they were great. It was so fun to hang out with them. What's the weather look like for tomorrow? Because we have another Kegs and Eggs tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm showing at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
6 a.m.-ish. It should be approximately 55 degrees.
Okay.
We've got isolated thunderstorms.
No.
But only 30%.
Okay, so we got 70% chance that it'll be fine.
Yeah, we should have a relatively cloudy and sunny day tomorrow.
Good.
With maybe just a shattering of some
a shattering?
There's your cicada impression again. Wow, okay, cool. Well, because we have another Kegs and Eggs going on tomorrow.
Mm.
It's free. I know you won't. I know.
You guys get to drink without me.
And check out music.
Live. I get to hear that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I get it fed to me, so I'll be here listening to it.
Dustin the Wind is going to be running the board, so he won't be able to drink.
I was very impressed with the last Kegs and Eggs, just with the intimate setting and just it was wonderful.
Did you just
I
say
am
I'm
so
running
excited.
The board so I can't drink?
Yeah.
Hey,
whoa. Whoa.
I'm kidding.
Okay, good.
I would never drink.
We didn't have a beer. Well, Chris doesn't drink. I didn't have a beer, but I'm going to this time. Because nothing is better than uninhibited radio with Jordan Silver once I have a drink or two. And I'm just like, okay, we're about to be a PC.
This is Barnes-Courtney.
Yeah.
I'll give you my ticket.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. But yeah, Barnes-Courtney going to be there tomorrow morning, Riot Room, 6 a.m. If you want to get up and spend the morning with us, we have free food for you. First 100 people, free food and a free beer and free performance. How do you get? You can be so close to Barnes Courtney, who's then playing that night with L. King.
He might even come out off the stage and like look at you.
What? Was that it? Was that it, Chris? Yes. Forget the free booze. Forget the free drink. Forget the free performance. Forget Hang Bang.
He will make awkward eye contact with you.
He will, or Chris will.
And maybe when he sings, he'll do a little spittle on your face. And that's personal.
Listen, you're making promises that I don't know if we can do at Kegs and Eggs tomorrow morning.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
There's a new art installation that was put up this weekend at Union Station.
It's called Reflecting Motion. Thousands of streamers attached to a thin, invisible net tethered by ropes.
Okay, so I can kind of picture that in my head.
This is kind of designed to shed the wind and play in the wind. So it's a porous thing, so the wind can go through it most of the time. And then in certain situations, it'll catch more wind or less wind. And so it really is more like dancing.
You guys go to art museums and just don't get the art sometimes.
Totally.
It's beautiful. I don't know why it's so expensive, but it is. That's how I just felt about how they described that. I still don't get it.
I think it's something you need to see in person.
Especially during a rain and thundering and lightning storm.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to look crazy.
That'd be incredible.
What do you have for the news, Dustin?
A plane in Myanmar landed without any front wheels. And no one was hurt.
That's incredible. Where is that?
You don't know where Myanmar is at?
No, where is it?
I'm not going to tell you. Look it up.
Because you don't know either.
I do know. My buddy was there.
I saw this news story and I was like, no one's going to know where the hell that is.
He went there. I just don't want to say it wrong. I want to say it's Africa.
God, I hope you're right.
Southeast Asia. Damn it.
How you doing with that that geography?
Awful.
Okay, me too.
I know the states. That's all that matters.
I couldn't point out where Missouri was for a good portion of my first 7 months.
All right, well, this was fun.
Goodbye, Dustin. What do you have for a news story, Chris?
Family wins $6 million after woman falls, left in heat, and dies at assisted living facility.
I get the pain and suffering thing, but that is what happened to the poor woman that passed away. Rather than, you know, like the family gets $6 million because she went through all that.
Right. And what do they mean by heat? Hot temperatures?
Once my cat was being really weird when it was hot outside, so I Googled cat behavior in heat.
What'd you get?
What do you think I got?
Pictures.
Horny cats. Horny cats. I meant cat behavior in hot weather, but just be careful when you search something like that.
You were looking at cat porn?
No. There's no such thing as... I don't want to know.
I don't want to Google that.
There is cat porn.
Oh, my God.
No, Dustin.
Dustin, get off the work Wi-Fi.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
And I'm going to vomit.
Why?
I'm vomiting everywhere. Because so it's Mad Lib Monday. In this spot, we do a joint Mad Lib with the Buzz family, and they get disgusting and perverted and gross, and then we read it, and that's how we do Mondays. But there's a couple other things on here that I wanted us to fill out off air, so it's a surprise to the Buzz family. Like the nouns, because there's a couple of nouns in here. And Dustin, was it you?
Yeah.
One of the plural nouns that I was looking for, he goes... wishbones. And then I just started following wishbones in my head and the theory of wishbones and
just snapping them apart.
Yeah. Where is the wishbone? And do chickens have wishbones or is it just turkeys? Because we do wishbones for Thanksgiving.
It's in their chest, so it actually connects their scapulas, right?
The furcula.
It's called the furcula, is the actual
furcula.
Name.
Furcula, you too. Yeah. That's the name of the episode today, by the way.
Between the neck and the breastbone.
And that's what we're like.
Yeah, we just take our hand and we shove it in there and pull it out and we just snap it in half.
No, you make a wish. You're just like, I want a new car. I want, I don't know, peace on earth. And then you rip the animal's bones apart. Even.
Can you imagine the old, like, elder turkeys that know of this ritual and tradition that they go and tell all the other turkeys are like, the humans will pick one of us and they'll put us into an oven of heat for 4 hours at 350 degrees and they consume our flesh. And when they're done, they rip open our wishbone, our furcula, and whoever gets the biggest one is entitled some good fortune.
Okay, first off, I think it's 12 hours in the oven, but other than that, I think it was pretty accurate. Oh, I know. That's
a horrible ritual.
Every time I start to think about what we do, what it is, I want to go vegetarian, if not vegan.
Where did that come from?
What? How we do that?
Yeah. Then? Who decided first, well, yeah, let's rip apart the wishbone and whoever gets the biggest one gets the wish.
People didn't have TV for a very long time. I mean, what else? They're like, all right, well, here's the bones. What do you guys want to do? All right, let's rip this one apart and make a wish on it.
Always a competition.
Well, back to the Mad Lib, which has nothing to do with wishbones. Well, it will have one thing to do with wishbones. We're looking for adjectives today. From the Buzz family. We want you to text in a funny, silly, whatever adjective to 96500. Sexy adjective. That's a describing word. Good for you. could you please tell us what an adjective is, Chris, from Downfall?
Of course. It's just something that describes something or somebody. Something is lumpy mashed potatoes or soft mashed potatoes or ugly
what?
Mashed potatoes. Messy mashed potatoes or short mashed potatoes.
So something that mashed potatoes can be. Yeah. How about anything in the world except for don't, please, God.
Don't
please
do
stop.
Moist.
Steve, please stop texting us the word moist.
We've already gotten that 94 times.
And we haven't even told anybody we're doing Mad Libs until now.
Just moist is probably the most texted text. It's just randomly throughout the night, it'll just
Moist.
Yeah, more than times.
Moist.
When we have a show coming up, more than whatever the keyword is for the $1,000 at the top of every hour, we just always get the word moist.
I didn't know it bothered you guys that much. I'll stop texting in moist.
That's you?
Yes. I'm
blocking. Will you block his number? Well,
absolutely.
You have access to the text line.
Block
and
him.
We are going to do a song while you text us in your adjectives, favorite adjectives, to 96500. We're going to do a Mad Lib together called A Charming Story with a Happy Ending. Wow, that's ironic after this whole entire conversation. Text us your adjectives now.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and friends.
I can't read and not laugh at the same time. I really have a problem with that. So, Dustin, can you read?
Yeah, I can read.
You can read?
I can read.
Will you read the Mad Lib that we...
Yeah. All right.
Okay, here we go. This was put together by all of us with the Buzz family, adding in the adjectives. It's Mad Lib Monday, and what's it called?
A Charming Story with a Happy Ending.
Okay, this is our Mad Lib for the day.
Once upon a bathtub, there were three little pigs.
Mm-hmm.
The first little pig was very throbbing, and he built a house for himself out of morel mushrooms.
Okay.
The second little pig was moist.
What?
And...
Sorry.
I love it. Thank you for accepting my text. And he built a house out of the trash left over on the ground after NASCAR.
Okay, that sounds like a thing, yep.
But the third little pig was very dead. And he built his house out of genuine chicken wishbones.
Oh, see, that's why. Karma.
Well, one day, a mean old wolf came along and saw the houses. Go Patriots, he said. Of course the wolf would say that.
I know, right? It was the wolf Tom Brady. He's wearing a Patriots jersey.
I'll critique and I'll dispute. And I'll blow your house down.
Sounds like my mother.
Sounds like the text line.
And
he
yes,
blew down the first little pig's Kurt Cobain shrine.
Oh.
And the second little pig's mullet. The two little pigs ran to the third pig's house. Thereupon, the wolf began blowing. And he couldn't blow down the third little pig's gooey house. So he effed off.
Okay, good.
Into the forest.
Well, that's what you do when you can't blow things down.
And the three little naked pigs moved to Chicago and went into the antidepressant business.
Okay. All right. Yep.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and friends.
Dustin, give me some Urban Dictionary words.
Oh, Philadelphia dump truck.
No. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. No.
Wegg beard.
No, just keep going.
Salt and sauce.
No, okay, all right. Chris, please find something that is more Jordan Silver and friends. Kids are listening appropriate, please. I want to know what the windmill is.
Let's see. Diffing?
No, come on. You're supposed to be on my side. Find something.
Cerebral assassin.
Eh.
Belfie?
No.
On ice.
Okay, I think I have one. What about Scamazon?
Scamazon, okay.
Scamazon.
Okay, that'll be it. We'll do that. Urban Dictionary word of the day. The term is Scamazon. Give us a call with what you think. First thing that pops in your head. Caller number 5 is going to be the one that wins a pair of tickets to Boulevard's Spring Fling. It's a pair of tickets to the Strombellas at Crossroads on June 1st. But we got to get through 4 other people before the 5th person gets this. So 576-7965. First thing that you can think of for the Urban Dictionary word of the day. Scamazon.
Scamazon.
5767965.
One time she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and friends.
Hey, what do you think a scamazon is?
So when you think you're buying something that you see in the picture and it's actually not that, it becomes totally different.
Has that ever happened to you with Amazon before?
It has. Yes.
Oh, what did you try to buy?
A car accessory.
Uh-huh. And what did it end up being?
Okay, well, I'm a girl, obviously, and I like flingy stuff. So it was supposed to have rhinestones on it, but it didn't. It was just like, it looked like silver duct tape.
What? Did you leave a really angry review?
I always leave a review if it's not what it says it's supposed to be.
That's the kind of honesty that keeps Amazon real. You got to leave those. I read the reviews all the time.
You have to.
Now, even if it has 5 stars, I read the reviews and see the problems that people have. Well, my friend, you are going to Boulevard Spring Fling. That's a pair of tickets to check out the Strombellas at Crossroads on June 1st. You guys, I kind of do something that's like Scamazon, but the opposite.
Wait, what?
Okay. So when you, I bought this thing once for my cat, this like tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like it. He didn't play with it at all. It just sat there in a corner for like 3 days. So it was very expensive. You know, so I decided that I was going to return it. So I go online and I hit the return button. But the only way that you can return... The only way that you can return something and they'll pay for the shipping is if it came broken.
Oh, no.
So you broke it?
I ripped one. There's like a little hanging down cat toy. And I ripped it off. And then I said that it was broken. And then I got to return it. It was big. It was heavy. Jordan. Am I going to hell?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
In Buzz Family News, if you call up and win a pair of tickets to something and I forget to put you on hold or to take you off of hold, you have to listen to a 2-minute story of something that happened between me and my cat before you win your tickets. Oh my God, sorry about that. What do you got for the news, Chris?
Some Florida man news. Just play the audio.
Okay.
Olson was going more than 100 miles an hour.
Why would you drive 100 miles an hour on the highway? For me, honestly, that's like my day-to-day. That little thing goes up very fast.
Well, if my wife is having the baby, maybe then I would go 100 miles an hour.
Okay, let's see why.
When troopers caught up with Olson, he told them he would rather go to jail than go home to his controlling wife.
So the exact opposite of what you would do.
So he was caught outside of his sunroof, and then when he was stopped by troopers, he denied that it was on his sunroof, saying, I didn't know about that.
You didn't know you could drive, you could not drive 100 miles an hour hanging out of your sunroof.
He didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Dustin, what the hell do you have for news?
Don't make out with your dogs.
But in the rare instance your pet is infected with a zoonotic disease, the CDC says owners can become infected if they're swapping saliva with their pets.
I've seen people do this, and it's nasty. Like kissing their dogs on the mouth for extended periods of time.
I've seen peanut butter involved. Is it all the way back to cat porn?
Clear your browser history, please. Chris, I know that you are expecting.
I'm excited for the expectation.
Thank you. Thank you. But I found they just released the list of United States' most popular baby names.
Ooh.
And I know that's something that you guys are thinking about.
Yeah.
So you want to go over this?
Absolutely.
Okay, in 10 minutes. The Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
I love when stuff makes it from my iPod to the playlist. I'm not that that's the route that it got there, but that was Dominic Fike with Three Nights on Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Chris, you are having a baby.
Having a baby in about 5 months.
How does that feel?
I feel like I should feel more.
Love?
Just in general, I should feel more.
Do you normally not feel as much?
I'm usually like a delayed reaction kind of feeler.
Mm-hmm.
So there's small things that are happening, like the belly bump is getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so as that gets bigger, my excitement gets bigger. And then I'm sure once about the last month or so, I'll probably just be like, oh my goodness, there's a little alien in my wife's.
Wow.
Baby.
An alien.
Belly.
An alien.
It's an alien life form. It's foreign to that body.
You're so technical. I am so excited to see what this child grows up to be. Now, you and your wife decided not to learn the gender until
correct.
That
we
moment.
We don't know.
That's
we're going to wait till it pops out. I said they one
they.
Time.
No, it's they. They is the right term.
Well, I said they one time and they're like, you're having twins. I'm like, no.
Damn it. Okay, got it.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm. But yeah, we won't find out until they are born.
It they are
the
born.
Thing.
The thing. The alien.
Because you don't know yet. You don't know. And hey, the baby could be born and decide to identify with the other gender.
I say we're going to have a gender reveal party in about 16 years.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. See, you don't need to do that.
Right?
Well, okay. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because the list of most popular baby names were announced and they're so boring.
Mm.
I feel like the first boy's name is not even American. It's British. It's Liam.
Liam?
Liam is the number one most popular boy's name. Yeah, keep going.
Liam. Noah?
Yep. Wow, that's number two. Why do you know this?
You're having names.
I teach, and kid you not, I've always had a Liam, and I've always had a Noah.
Okay. Any other names to stop at the top?
Sam's really popular. Michael's really popular. James is really popular.
Those are not on the list of the most popular names for boys.
Brayden, Caden, Slayden.
Slayden?
I wish. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm kind of liking Slayden.
Slayden. Oh, my gosh. No, Liam, Noah, William, James, Oliver, Benjamin, Elijah, Lucas, Mason, and Logan for boys. For girls, Emma, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, my two nieces, Olivia and Isabella, by the way. Sophia, Charlotte, Mia, Amelia, like that one. Harper.
Like Amelia Earhart? She died.
Amelia Bedelia?
See, you always have to make the correlation before you name
I did. That's why I got sick when I read number 9. And number 10 is Evelyn. But I also pulled up the list of 100 female baby women... girls' baby names of 1919, 100 years ago.
Ooh, that's the list I'd be interested in.
Mary, number one.
Helen. That was popular to like 1948.
Yeah, that was a popular name. Everybody was Mary. Helen, number two in 1919. Dorothy, Margaret. Ruth, Mildred.
Ooh, I like Mildred.
Virginia, Elizabeth, Frances, and Anna.
Is Estelle? I like Estelle.
No.
Or Ursula.
Ursula's the mean lady in Little Mermaid.
Everybody knows that.
But I'm just saying, this is why I can't ever have kids, because I'll just automatically go, no, can't do that one.
Well, you have to have a baby name that is floating around in your head.
I told you off air. Yeah, Cecilia Grace, but that's because it's...
How long have you and your girlfriend been dating?
Dating? Not long. We've known each other for like 3 years.
So how long have you been dating?
Yes.
You were already talking about baby names?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
I'm dating someone with kids.
So basically, like, we have kids now.
Yeah, we talked about marriage and baby names last night at my mom's Mother's Day dinner.
Wow.
I was sitting there just going, yep, can you get me some more wine, please?
Sir? Yeah, I'm 21. But the thing about giving someone a name, isn't it weird, though, that your parents give you a name that you then basically identify with for the rest of your life?
You have to take on that identity, and that what they have chosen for you is not what you have to represent.
Yeah, that's a way of putting it that I am slowly understanding and replaying back in my head to see if I really do agree with you or not. But yeah, it's the truth. It follows you around. It may be part of your personality, your name. How does that pressure feel, Chris?
I mean, it's definitely I am the one that's choosing. So it kind of gives me like, well, you got to do what I say.
I'm sorry. Wait, you mean?
Yeah, wait, time out.
Yeah.
You're choosing the name?
No.
Oh, okay.
My wife won't let me. I mean, she's got the final cut on that.
Yeah, where... no, crap.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
Seems weird that they could pick finalize the list of baby names of 2018 all the way in May of 2019. Yeah, with all the algorithms and things that exist.
They already know that.
Yeah, they should probably already know that and not release it in the middle of May. But whatever. So there's one baby name that I've always really, really liked.
Ooh.
It's the city that Romeo and Juliet live in, Verona. Mm-hmm.
Verona.
I always like the name Verona.
That's a neat name. I like that.
Thank you. No, the one girl, I was with a girl for 7 years, and we were actually thinking about having kids. And when I told her that was the one name that I cared about, like, can we maybe really think about Verona? She's like, no, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and there's a gross city next to us named Verona, and it's disgusting. And apparently, like, in every state, there is a Verona, and it's pretty gross. Like, it's the grossest city in the state.
All I can think of is my Verona.
That's fine. I mean, because you do have to think about ways that kids could make fun of the names that you choose.
Oh, yeah.
She could just go by V.
Right. Or, yeah, exactly. But
Roni.
But yes, your kid will get bullied if you give them a name that is
And especially if that's the crappiest city in the whole entire state.
Yeah.
And apparently it is, if you search for Rona. Anyway, so Chris, we didn't get to the actual names that you two are thinking of. Is there, I mean, I know you haven't. You don't know the gender yet, so you haven't made, obviously, a final decision. But are there any names that you can share?
I've got a short list.
Okay.
First one is Nostradamus.
What? Wait.
Is that a gender-neutral name?
Yeah.
I think it could be, because we can go...
No.
We can go Nosty or Domus.
Nosty.
Chris, hold on a second. You and your wife have you run this by your wife?
No, this is my short list. She needs the approval. Like, these are what I approved, and she's like, nope. Usually.
God, I hope she says nope. A little Nostradamus minder.
Wouldn't that be a little adorable?
No. Oh, anyway, I watched a documentary about how that guy was, like, hella wrong.
Mm.
Anyway, keep going, please, with your...
Nefertiti?
Why?
It's the old, beautiful Egyptian queen, or what, Nefertiti? Is that the vampire from that one?
That sounds
Nefertiti?
Like...
Nefertiti?
That just
yep. Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
Yeah. Wait, that one's also added to the list.
I need your wife needs to come on the show. Nosferatu minders.
How about Romanoff?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just like it.
He's very Roman.
Romanoff. I like the name Roman, but I like, I need a little more maybe Anglo-Saxon Romanoff.
Okay.
The strong. Okay.
Does he have to stand like that at all times?
Yes.
He's got to just both arms up, just flexing.
Hey, what if it's a very powerful woman? Girl, baby.
Romanoffita.
A girl could go by Roman.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I didn't know that he was going to throw that.
All gender neutral.
Yeah.
All these names.
Exactly. These are all gender neutral names.
Ecclesiastica.
That sounds like what happens to me right before. Nothing. Keep going.
All right. This one's a throwback to the waitress or server at the diner, Flo.
That's the lady that does the Progressive commercials.
Okay.
Flo.
You like Flo? Like Florence. Florence and the Machine.
Florence Henderson.
Okay. Yep, that's where you got it from. Not Florence and the Machine. You work at an alt station.
All right, and I keep joking about this, but Ursula Hathaway. There's a small part of me that's like ironically liking that.
Ursula. What could you use? What could that be for sure?
Well, then the UHM would be, their initials would be and that would be like perfect for my child. But Ursula would be like Ursi or Sella or Ella or Lala.
Wait a minute.
And then the middle name's Hathaway?
Hathaway.
Go by Hattie.
Yeah, but let's start with the fact that all you care about is that their initials equal something like
Her biggest turn on estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
That's what gets you, Jeremy?
What does?
Okay, when we were talking about how... Breaking news, Chris, please do it. You were the one that was most affected.
Doris Day died.
I know, it's sad.
I am terribly sad.
I love Doris Day.
She was 97.
That's insane.
97?
That is insane.
Pass. She celebrated her birthday 2 months ago.
What?
Hold on. Trying to think, what is that movie I like? My grandmother and I, from the moment I can remember, we've always watched like old musicals and old movies. And I remember Doris Day movies always being some of my favorites. Okay. Pillow Talk. That's it. Pillow Talk is that movie. So good.
It is so interesting, the things that will make you all mushy inside and then the things that absolutely don't.
Because, again, the things that you don't know about me. Because you still know nothing about me. We've had this conversation about my love of musicals.
Yeah, by the way, you didn't... The high school and college thing? I listened to the podcast and you didn't know. She was wearing a hoodie with the college on it. You didn't
know? Right, yeah. What school did she go to?
William Jewell.
Suck up.
I knew that because she did the radio program there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a kiss up, Dustin. Why don't you kiss
She's just
me?
Mad. She's just mad that I went to college and she didn't.
That's true.
That's really what it is.
That's true.
That's really what it is.
That's true. I was just not the college person. No.
No.
Nope. Not for me. All right. Well, you got sad about Doris Day, but when I talked to you about the Snapchat filter, you just turned into a solid rock.
Because it's a Snapchat filter.
Everybody's doing it.
Don't you want to be cool and trendy and hip?
Yeah.
Super red.
And watch Doris Day movies. Look at me right there in the middle of being cool and trendy and hip.
But I want to see what you look like with a beard.
I'd look like this with hair on my face.
You know what? I'm gonna Photoshop it or MS Paint it.
I'll just show you a picture of my father. I look exactly like my father. And the only difference with the filter is it gives you like a little bit of stubble. It doesn't even give you like a full beard.
Right, that's why I thought
a little bit of stubble. And then the FEMA one, it just gives you fake eyelashes and pink lips. It's not like it does anything crazy.
It gave me long hair, but it didn't get rid of my mustache.
Yeah, see,
I'm a chick with a mustache.
There you go.
If you want to see what we're talking about, we put it on the Buzz's story to check it out, what we look like with those three filters. Chris, it didn't even work on Chris for a while, the female
one.
Yeah,
we didn't use my phone. His phone just wasn't having any of it.
It was just like...
Was it your glasses? Because a lot of times glasses, I can't use a lot of them.
My glasses worked on his. I think my phone is just inadequate.
Oh, wow.
That's what it is.
That could be a problem.
So we also talked today about some baby names. Jeremy, and as you have such an interesting and unique name.
That is my real name.
That is your real name, and that was not spelled correctly on your coffee this morning.
It's never spelled correctly on my coffee, which I'm fine with, because I got over that disappointment a long time ago of not ever finding like the pencil with my name on it at the truck stop. Mm-hmm. Like I might still have issues about that, but the fact that they spelled my name Jeryneei, I like that spelling. I might just change it to that, actually.
Really? See, when people spell Jordan with a Y, to me, that's a stripper spelling.
The I is a stripper.
The Y is a stripper.
The I, because you can put a heart over the I.
No, right. Which is a
like
Y
Bambi
is like...
An I. I is always the stripper name.
It's a Y is a stripper name.
I think that's why I like this, because it ends in an I. Makes me feel sexy.
Jeremy.
Because I sound like this. It's awesome.
You do sound better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Wait, how'd your parents come up with your name?
They didn't know if I was going to be a boy or a girl.
Okay.
If I would have been a boy, I would have been Larry, after my grandfather.
Okay.
13 years later, I got a Larry. That's my brother's name. And when I came out as a girl, they just went, Jeremy? Yes. Done. That's it.
So you're supposed to be a boy, but they...
Mm-hmm.
Because,
you know,
ahead at all.
Back in the day, in the early 80s, they didn't really tell you those things very often. If you were having a boy or a girl, you would always guess.
Wow. My parents still don't know if I'm a boy or a girl.
Neither do you, Jordan.
Wow.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues, like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
As someone that really plays the guitar, when someone else is doing the air guitar and they don't change the chords with the guitar, it really pisses me off. I'm sitting there watching you do air guitar to that, and you're just holding a C. It's not a C that whole time.
I was going to a G.
Whatever. Whatever. We'll air guitar tomorrow to Barnes Courtney.
Yeah.
Because you and I are going to be at Kegs and Eggs, which I'm very excited about. First beer and your breakfast on us for the first 100 people that are there. It's at the Riot Room.
6 a.m.
It's going to smell like beer. It's going to be awesome. And it's free to get in. Just show up at the Riot Room.
Hopefully it's not raining. And I'm hoping to see a line out the door.
Oh.
Of the people.
Of people.
Yes.
Okay, that kind of line.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.